In today's podcast, we talk about something that most people forget to do. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And you guys, today, like I said, we're going to talk about something people often forget to do. And I'm going to leave you hanging and we're going to go right into the text for today. And we're going to discover from Paul what we should be doing more and more of. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Here, Paul is concluding the second letter to the church in Thessalonica. And he starts it off by saying this: "Finally, brothers, pray for us." There it is. Pray for us. What too many of us often forget about in the midst of our busy days, in the midst of all the ways that we help and serve one another, is to ask each other for prayer for ourselves. And I know so many of us are working ourselves out of like a wicked sort of selfishness, right? Like the Lord is pulling us out of our own wicked, self-centered hearts, right? But the truth remains that we, as flesh and blood, right? Though we are saints in the Lord, though we are spiritual beings, we still have needs, right? And those needs are to be taken care of by first and foremost God himself, but by the brothers and sisters in the family. Like, God has built us all in such a way that we are to care for one another and we are to pray for one another. But here's what I find: it's hard to do that when you don't know what to pray for each other. Because too often we do this: we suffer in silence. Now, there's the versions of these things where people, instead of, you know, asking for a prayer request, they complain about things, right? They're complaining about difficulties they're having. They're complaining about this and that, complaining about that. And instead of having a complaining spirit, let's have a spirit filled with faith that believes that God responds to prayer, versus us just wanting to vent. Why don't we actually take the opportunity to lean in to the Spirit and ask for prayer? And that's what Paul does. This is Paul. This is Paul the Apostle, right? He's the one that is constantly praying for them. He talks about all of his prayers, and I pray this for you, I pray that for you. He talks about the way that the Spirit uses him, about how the gospel has moved forth for him. He is asking for prayer. He says, "Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith." So he's recognizing they themselves, the ones doing this difficult work of ministry, they need prayers. So you guys, oftentimes in this podcast, I would end it and conclude it by asking you guys, hey, give me your prayer requests. I'd love to be answering your prayers. Send them at armand@unshackledonetwork.org. And I know there's not a ton of people watching or listening to these podcasts, but at this point we have 1,700 downloads, over 1,700 downloads on the podcast, the audios. And we've probably got, I don't know, I would say about 300 views on the videos, maybe more than that. Probably more than that, actually. I'm bad at math. But you want to know how many people have actually sent in prayer requests? How many would you guess? Maybe 30? I mean, that would seem maybe 20, 15. Here's how many. Zero. Zero people. Now, I don't know if that's because A, people don't feel like taking that extra step. B, people don't feel like he's actually going to pray for me when I send this in. Or C, they don't feel comfortable sharing. But here's the truth. This is a thing that we as people in the family of faith need to get more and more comfortable doing. And guess what? I'm okay with you guys not asking me for prayer, because the best people for you to ask for prayer of are those that you are actually in tight, vibrant, and flourishing Christian community with. Right? Paul is talking here to a family of believers that he helped put into motion, right? And he's asking them, as we are co-working with one another in the faith, pray for us. Pray that the Lord would continue to allow the word to go forward as it did amongst them. And I'm right now going to conclude today's episode. And there's more I wanted to say, but I believe that this is really the important part. I'm going to ask that you pray for me, that you pray for me, you pray for the Unshackled Network. And I pray, or I ask that you would be praying that we would stay focused on the mission to those in the marginalized community. Pray that more and more people would feel encouraged compelled towards reaching out to the less fortunate in their respective communities, whether it's here or across the globe. And pray that we would continue to take ground in the different ways that we use either, our local family micro churches and their ministries, or online technologies and digital means to reach more and more people with this message that God sends folks to be a part of the work that he wants to do to set people free. We are set free in the Lord to be freers, to be those sent by God, right? God is a missionary God. He sent Jesus, ultimately the first missionary, to be a part of setting us free, right? And now we get to participate in that work as well. So pray for me in the same way that Paul asked the people in Thessalonica to pray for him. And I'm going to say it again. If you need prayer, I'm asking you, reach out. Reach out. Armand@unshackledenetwork.org. You can leave it in the comments or you can DM me on social media. But more important than just getting prayer, which is huge because the Lord responds as the faithful and the righteous praying. But this also helps you to shed light on whatever that thing is. And if it's a place of sin, if it's a place where you're being challenged and tempted by the enemy, that is going to help to allow healing from the Lord to actually start to work in there. So don't suffer in silence. Let's be praying for one another. I've asked you for prayer. Feel free. And I would encourage you to do the same with me. And now, appropriately, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for you. We're grateful for this beautiful family that you created called the church. Lord God, and we thank you that you've given us a spirit that binds us all together, that we are sealed for eternity. And we're filled up with you and your presence and your power for your purposes, Lord God. And we pray that you would help us to lean into one another. Help us to see each other locally and globally as one big family, Lord God. Help us to, in vulnerability, share our deepest needs. Share where we'd like to see more of you show up in our lives, Lord God, so that we can continue to encourage one another, strengthen each other for the calling that you've given each and every one of us, Lord God. We pray that you would help us to ask for prayer. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, I hope this has blessed you. I know it's a little bit of a challenge, but guess what? I know you're up to it because you are filled with the Holy Spirit if you are in Christ. So go now. Use that, right? With that filling, with that indwelling spirit, go be about whatever he's called you to. And please let me know how I can be praying for you. I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.